Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chukma. All across the tundra, I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK, and as usual, I'm excited sharing my excitement with you. The Jalista Regional Alaska Native Corporation reached out to us to let us know that they've expanded their shareholders, increasing the number of people eligible for the corporation's dividends. So, to talk about those latest updates from Jalista is Communications Director Tom Leonard. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Grady. Thank you for having Jalista on this morning.
So pleased to be talking to you again on the airwaves. I do like seeing you, but I also like talking to you just as much. Do you have your coffee this morning?
Yes, I do. I made a couple of batches for me. Didn't sleep well last night, so excited to be back on the radio.
As I just mentioned, I'm behind on my hour this morning, so no coffee for me yet, but soon. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't address just an issue of high interest in the region, which many listeners are reaching out to us about. Last year, Jalista created a draft constitution for a regional tribal government for the YK Delta. You also sent to tribes in the region a draft resolution of support for this regional tribal government. I want to know, and I'm sure other people do too, how many tribes have passed a resolution of support for this regional tribal government?
Well, that's actually a good question, Grady. Resolutions are still coming in, so we're still processing those. But it's important to note that the discussion about a regional tribal government has been going on for decades. What we're working to do is fulfill the wishes of our elders that started this process even before INSCA was signed.
Well, I didn't have you in to talk about that. I know that our news team is working on getting the different views and the different supporters and detractors from any plan together to talk more on the matter. But you came in today to talk about a special announcement. What's that?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for asking. Just excited to announce Jalista's Board of Directors has approved a spring distribution for this year. So this will be another distribution we've had every year since 2008. And this year, the spring distribution is going to be $8.1 million. So that's for all shareholders, and that's an increase of more than $1 million from last year. So it's a huge increase. So it's very exciting to see that benefit for our shareholders.
Many of us know that Jalista has more shareholders than any other Alaska Native corporation and that you've added more shareholders this year. Can you tell me a little bit about what the total enrollment is now and how many of those are new shareholders?
Absolutely. So the shareholders approved enrolling descendants and those who missed enrollment. That was done by a binding vote back in 2015. So we've been adding new shareholders every year since 2017. You have to apply online or with a paper form. And in the past year, we've added over 1,600 new shareholders. So now the total number of all shareholders is over 33,700. So it's pretty exciting to see all the new generations coming in. In fact, I love this statistic. The youngest shareholder that we have right now is 2 months old. So I can just imagine those cheeks.
Jalista's increased its shareholder numbers by more than 2.5 times. In 2017, Jalista had about 13,000 shareholders. The corporation opened enrollment to descendants, and now Jalista has about 33,700 shareholders. What does this mean for the region other than just more people getting more dividends?
That's a good question. What that means is there is a continuation of ownership in Jalista, and that's very important as the original shareholders have been passing away for a number of years now. There are a lot of elders that are passing. It's very disheartening to see. One of the responsibilities that I have is seeing all those death notices that come across my desk so we can make adjustments adjustments to the shareholder rules. So it's important to be able to welcome in those new shareholders as directed and authorized by our shareholders to expand enrollment.
Hmm. My answer is increasing sovereignty, but that's just my answer. Jalissa's encouraging shareholders to sign up for direct deposit instead of relying on mailed checks. Now, I know why, but let's remind your shareholders why it's so important for them to get on the bandwagon with the direct deposit.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like the Alaska PFD, they've got direct deposit, so it makes sense for our shareholders to have a direct deposit option as well. Even before the pandemic, mail was slow. It was always very hit and miss about when you would get something, and sometimes even if you would get something. So having that direct deposit option is very, very important. For example, with this distribution, it's going to be sent out to shareholders on or before April 14. So for those shareholders who have direct deposit, the same day that it goes out, it should appear in their bank accounts. Now, of course, the banks determine how long it takes to process, but you know, 1 or 2 days is a heck of a lot better than having to wait 3 weeks or sometimes even longer for a mailed paper check. So you can get that direct deposit form right on our website, jalissacorp.com/commonforms. Or you can just send us an email or give us a call and ask us to send you one.
Tom, let me ask you a question that's kind of out there. Can someone who requests direct deposit still request a mailed kind of receipt or monthly kind of statement?
Good question. What you can actually do, we have a secure shareholder portal called mytralista.com. It's really cool. You can log in there. You have to be at least 18 years old, but you can log in there and you can print out documentation of all the distributions that you've received. It's called a dividend confirmation report. Some federal benefits programs or state benefits programs, they want to have confirmation that you're a shareholder, for example. You can do that right at mytralista.com as well. And let's say you moved, you can update your address or even update your phone number right at mytralista.com. So it's right there 24 hours a day, very, very easy to use and access and very secure.
Well, I certainly hope that the elders among us that need a little hand with that get it from their kikis and grandkikis and all that, you know?
Yeah. Actually, we have quite a few elders who have mytralista accounts. When we have voting, one of the options is online voting, and 1 in 3 elders who vote online. So that's really cool to see.
Hmm. Well, you mentioned that the Jalissa offices are still closed to the public because of the pandemic. How can shareholders access services the ways you've mentioned, I believe?
Thanks for asking. One of the easiest ways is the option I mentioned earlier, mytralista.com. We'll have a lot of the latest news there. You can download the forms that I mentioned. You can update your email address, phone, print out your dividend information, your distribution information. So that right there, mytralista.com, that free and secure web portal is the best way to do it. But let's say you don't have internet access, but you can send an email from your phone. Very easy to do. Shoot us an email at shareholder@trulistacorp.com. Shareholder@trulistacorp.com, and then we can turn around and assist you as quickly as we can.
As I'm sure that you're helping people left and right day after day, so people shouldn't hesitate because they're going to get good help.
Absolutely. And, you know, I certainly do admit that sometimes it can take a while to get a response. Mm-hmm. On average, we only have 1 or 2 staff in the office. So with all the phone calls that we're getting on top of the emails, we are trying to answer them as quickly as possible, but we will get to you.
Well, I do know that during the pandemic, to stay on that vein, Jalissa's donated PPE. What has been donated to who?
Good question. I think a lot of people in the region are familiar with Coutine Creations. That's C.J. Johnson. She is from Southeast, and she's been organizing donations, people to send donations to rural Alaska for months now. And so ever since last November, I believe, October or November, we've been partnering with her. So she's given out Trisha's address, and we've received boxes from not just around the country, but also internationally as well. We received a donation of masks from Singapore. So we've received over 100 boxes of donated supplies, and we're turning around those and sending them out to the region. So since that time, we've received about 22,000 adult and child face masks, for example. So that's really exciting to see. And almost 10,000 of those masks were donated by Trilista.
Mal, forgive me for my curiosity on the Singapore donation. Was that a private or a public donation? What kind of donation was that?
I believe it was a private donation. I remember seeing Singapore on the label, so I haven't dug into who actually sent it. But that's a good question.
Well, during a global pandemic, it's quite apparent that we are a global village.
Very much so, very much so. I mean, we've gotten donations from tribal members down in the lower 48 from across Alaska, people making homemade face masks or donating store-bought ones. It's extremely heartwarming. It just fills my heart with joy.
Now, speaking of a heartwarming piece of mail, anyway, that I often look forward to, it's Story Knife. Have I missed that? Is that in the same type of production?
Good question. That comes out six times a year. So the last time we mailed one was almost a month ago. So the next one would probably be coming out in April or May. But we have all the news right on our website, trilistacorp.com, including the PDFs of the Story Knife. And then, of course, our Facebook page, Facebook at Trilista Corporation, that we put all of our major news items on there as well.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. We have a bit more time. Is there anything exciting coming down the pike that you'd like to tell shareholders and indeed the region about?
Well, I think the biggest thing is direct deposit. You mentioned earlier about mail. It can take a long time to get mail, so please sign up for that direct deposit. You can get the forms right at mytrilista.com or shoot us an email, shareholder@trilistacorp.com.
All right. Well, any other things to say personally, Tom?
Well, it's great to talk to everyone again. Just to remind people who I am, my middle name is Abahuk. My mom is from Chivak. I spent a lot of summers there when I was a kid. I miss being out in the region, but it's so important. Please stay safe out there, wash your hands, wear your mask, and get vaccinated.
Well, we have so much more time, and I enjoy talking with you. I guess we want to remind people to get the direct deposit signed up. And as I mentioned earlier, KYUK News will be following up on the subject of regional tribal government at a later time. We've been speaking with Tom Leonard, Trilista Communications Director. Thanks a lot for having coffee with me this morning, Tom.
Thank you, Grady, and goodbye to everyone. Bira, birchi.
That leaves me just one thing left to say. Well, no, I can actually look at a couple things down the pike for us anyway. We can look forward to kind of a background on the story that's been running here on KYUK. Our own KYUK Greg Kim will be interviewed by our own Olivia Eberts. That's tomorrow on Coffee at KYUK. And then YKHC is going to give us an update Thursday, and we're going to be talking about the erosion in Nepakiak on Friday. Of course, we reserve the right to switch things up if news or pressing information dictates, but that's the story that we're planning, and I'm sticking to it. One thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.